Code Stories is a show about developer communities around the world. In this episode, we'll meet some of the Microsoft Developer Relations team here in France. Let's do it.
We're here with the French team. I'm pretty excited to be here. So why don't you tell us who you are and what you do? I know you're cloud advocates.
Yep.
But you have a special role. Let's talk about you first.
Exactly.
So I'm Julien Dubois. I'm a cloud developer advocate at Microsoft.
Fantastic. You, sir?
I'm Wassim. I'm a senior cloud developer advocate.
And you, my friend?
I'm cloud advocate PM.
Okay. And your name?
Maud.
Okay.
Oh, that's we've got a wide world. We do the link between Microsoft, Azure, and developers. So it's a bi-directional link. We show them what we provide. Also, we listen to them, and we bring back to the product team what they would like to have in our product.
That's awesome. So what is your community, and what is you? Because you're not the same.
No, we work closely together when we are together.
Right.
The rest of the time, I work with the Java community.
Okay.
Yeah, and like mostly enterprise, right?
Yeah, enterprise, yeah, Spring.
And for myself, like developer community and mostly JavaScript.
Microsoft has always done a lot of Java, but more recently it has been more, I don't know, it has grown a lot because we use a lot of Java internally, but also we have a lot of customers using Java on Azure.
Oh, okay.
So there is a big trend in putting Java application on Azure from our customers, and as a developer advocate, that's the kind of thing I need to push also inside Microsoft.
So does Microsoft have like a Java offering? I mean, I feel like there was new stuff that came out recently.
No, so yes, we've got lots of things. We've got work on the GVM.
Okay.
We bought a company called gClarity. We are involved in OpenJDK.
Okay.
So we have a work first on the GVM, then we've got some specific Azure offering. There is some Azure function for Java.
Okay.
There is Azure app services for Java. And of course, the latest, greatest, best offering is Azure Spring Cloud,
which is the one
I'm working on. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so cool. Yeah, so I've been involved in the Java community in France for, I don't know, like 20 years.
20 years?
Because I'm got
great. Right, I mean, that's something great. I'm getting like one or two up in here.
Yeah, you would say it's like it drives very fast.
Yeah.
And so you've been doing community stuff for Java for 20 years. What's the community like here?
So there is a very big enterprise community, a very big open source community. There are, I don't know, thousands of Java developers in France and, of course, in Paris also. Mm-hmm. In my work, I work with, so I'm supposed to work globally, but of course, my roots are in France.
Sure.
So I spend a lot of time with people in Paris and outside of Paris. And we've got also many open source developers in Paris. So there are many great open source projects which are from France and also from Paris.
Yeah, I've been involved in the JavaScript community for the past 15 years almost, and mostly on Angular, you know,
the
framework.
Yeah.
And I mean, even on the front end side, like JavaScript, we have lots of meetups. Like JavaScript and TypeScript, all the other languages like that compile to transpile to JavaScript, like Elm, for instance.
Right.
And like even in Paris, like we have a huge community, mostly like framework oriented, like Java, Angular, React, and Vue.
That's cool.
So yeah, like lots of population here. So I'm mostly involved in the open source community, like even my current work at Microsoft. And most of my time like split between open source work and conferences.
I see.
Like mostly conferences and basically going where the developers are.
So are there any special projects that you've worked on in the community that you're just really proud of and that you want to talk about? Why don't you start with you?
Oh, with Asim, who's my manager, like we've started this project called Nitro, which is basically targeting the Node.js community and like helping them use our Azure services. So I developed a couple of libraries for Nest.js, which is like a Node.js framework on the back end. So we've worked tightly with the Nest.js core team, and we developed, I built tools for like table storage.
Oh, that's cool.
Serverless, like Azure Functions, and also blob storage, you know, like with a single annotation, Nest users can directly upload their files and—
That's awesome. So just make it easier for developers to consume and use
easier,
Azure.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I love it. What about you, my friend?
So outside of Microsoft, I work on open source on a project called JHipster.
Oh,
which is my own project.
JHipster, that's awesome. What does it do?
So it's a code generator for Java and JavaScript. I also do some JavaScript.
Hey,
so sometimes also we work together.
We have collaborated on the Angular side.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome.
And so it's got 15,000 GitHub stars, so it's quite popular.
Holy cow.
And at Microsoft, I work on Azure Spring Cloud, which is a Spring offering. Uh-huh. And so as JHipster is a Spring application, of course, the latest thing I've done is making JHipster work on top of Azure Spring Cloud. And we, in fact, we released it this night, last night.
Oh, hey.
So now we've got this officially
fresh.
Jay Hipster, everyone check it out.
Yeah, so Cloud Advocate PM works with Cloud Advocates. Mm-hmm. And our job is to help the team be organized. And we also work a lot on content. So Cloud Advocates create a lot of amazing content. And we make sure that we have everything we need in order for the content to be visible internally at Microsoft and also outside of Microsoft.
That's awesome. So basically, you look after the strategy of how CAs work in France.
Exactly.
So a couple of questions, since I'm not from here. What would be your favorite spot in France that you're like, Seth, you should totally look at this for you?
Oh, so I come from La Rochelle. Mm-hmm. You need to go to
La Rochelle. It's
a city nearby the sea. We've got great food, wine, and you can sail. And very good history also.
I'll probably hurt myself sailing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at it. So what about you, my friend?
Do you like crepes?
Of course!
Yeah. So you need to visit Brittany, the west of France.
Okay.
You need to go there, like Quimper, Finistère, all that regions.
Man,
yeah.
This is awesome.
Cider crepes.
I was thinking like maybe somewhere close by, but y'all are like trying to really get me out of Paris, right?
Yeah. It's different than Paris.
Okay.
It's like nature.
What about you?
So I'm also going to make you travel, I would say the Alps.
Oh!
Yes, the Alps is very nice. So in summer you can really walk, make a trek, and in winter skiing is amazing over there. So yeah.
See? That's fantastic.
We're not from Paris. So.
Yeah. Oh no, so you all are not from Paris?
No.
Where are you from?
La Rochelle.
Oh, but you just told me. I'm such a goober. What about you?
Brittany. I just told you.
Are you from the Alps?
No, actually, so I said no, I'm not from Paris, but I come from the suburbs, so a bit outside of Paris. That's where I grew up. So the difference, I think, is that I grew up with the garden, and I didn't go to Paris that often, actually, as most people who live outside do.
It sounds very idyllic. I mean, I love being here. It's absolutely amazing. All right, serious question.
Yeah.
Do you use tabs or spaces?
Of course I'm using spaces.
What?
But 4 spaces. Because some people who are wrong use 2 spaces.
You're literally wasting space. Because the tab is just /T. 1 character. Using 4 is so wasteful. You too?
I'm using 2 spaces. Saving the planet, you know.
So what about you?
I would say tabs. Yeah, tabs you too?
PMs cool. Decides.
PMs are the best. So they're probably right.
We need to dig this.
Thank you for spending some time with me. Obviously, we'll get to hang out more. We're teammates. And if you ever need me to do anything, like seriously, like when you do your next France tour, mm-hmm. call me.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Next one is January, right?
Oh,
yeah,
snap.
January.
All right. All right. Well, thanks so much. We'll see you later, okay?
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for watching Code Stories. It's been a blast working on this show, meeting so many developers around France. Let us know what you think in the comments below.